BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Well, now to a very special person tonight. A very special person in my life. Would you therefore please welcome George Gibney. Thank you very much.
You can't just go along with the wave if you want to make exceptional progress.
George Gibney was a star in Ireland in the 80s and the early 90s. He was an internationally renowned swimming coach at two Olympic Games in 84 and 88.
George, we've seen it in the papers recently. You've been offered all these marvellous jobs. You're not going to leave your Irish babies, are you?
And he was popular. He was a mover and shaker amongst politicians with a mid-Atlantic accent, tan and dark-rimmed glasses.
I have got the offers. They've been very attractive, but I really believe that we can do it. With Irish swimmers here can make medals in Barcelona, and I want to stay here to make sure that that happens.
And he loved publicity.
Let's hope. There's a few out there who want you to stay. There's no doubt about that.
But Gibney had a dark secret.
Mr. Gibney has denied the allegations of sexual abuse which were made against him in yesterday's Sunday Tribune and repeated by most newspapers today.
It was the greatest illusion that was perpetrated in sport ever. There was nothing about that man that was real.
George Gibney faced 27 charges of sexual abuse of young swimmers, but never even stood trial. Instead, he vanished.
I see a car, I see a face, I see a bird, I see glasses. When I'm not able to run from home, well, what's actually going to happen?
He came here and he said, no, this is all false, you know. I stood his bail, actually. I thought he was being falsely accused.
He was over here, he had to come over here to pick up his green card. And I've never seen him a day since.
This is a story that extends over decades and continents. There were rumours of Gibney on religious trips to Peru, of sightings in Thailand, of him hiding in Scotland.
Mr. Gibney was apparently hiding in a nearby supermarket before being smuggled in.
After not setting foot in Ireland for over 25 years, I retrace his steps across the US.
Gibney works with children in his parish, and he also coached at the North Jeffco Swim Club in Colorado.
They absolutely would have records of John Gibney working there.
Sure. John or George. Yeah. He uses both.
I remember thinking he was going to kill me, and then I remember when he grabbed me, knowing he's not going to kill me, I'm going to kill him.
But she's like, hey, Google this. She told me George instead of John, and I'm like, why? And she's like, just Google it. I'm not going to tell you, just Google it. I knew it.
So how has he escaped justice for so many years? And where is he now?
Do you recognize this guy?
No.
Never heard the name George Gibney before.
Is he some bad guy you're looking for?
You don't happen to recognise that guy, do you?
George Gibney?
Yeah, that's right.
I've spent the past 2 years trying to find out.
Hey, look.
Yeah, that's the boys.
That's the two boys. There they are. Just keep your head down. I think George Gibney's in the front of that car. Okay, are you ready to do it?
Yeah.
Where is George Gibney? Coming August 27th to BBC Sounds.